This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The arts of the Irish, Scottish, Welsh, and Appalachian holiday traditions will take the Rialto stage in downtown Atlanta this weekend for Celtic Christmas. Earlier this week, I sat down with a few of the musicians to talk about the show, Joe Craven, Lisa Edwards, and John Machinot. We began by discussing the oral traditions with John that birthed much of the music and poetry they'll be performing.
A lot of the music that we play was never written down, so we don't exactly know the source or the time that it originated. But we know that it goes back at least a couple hundred years, and somewhere there's a strain of it that must come from thousands or a thousand years ago. This song that we're going to do is called Balulalo. It's a great old Scottish song, and it's actually a lullaby for the Christ child.
The two words together, Celtic Christmas, there's a little bit of an oxymoron there because the Celtic tradition is extremely pagan.
Correct.
Celtic culture was more of a naturalist sort of religion. It was based on the entire world being holy. There were spirits in everything. And actually, there's some thought that that's why Christianity did so well in Ireland, is that the thought of things being holy was right up their alley. And a few of the traditions were tweaked. Christmas is at a time of year when the Celtic tradition would be celebrating solstice, the time at which the shortest day of the year occurs. And then when the days start to become longer, we're joyful that the world's not going to be eaten by darkness.
Joe.
The thing that's nice is that we now in modern times embrace and celebrate all of the diversity, you know, acknowledge the pagan traditions. And it's sort of like the different styles of music. It is a melting pot of celebrating all things of the season. So it's a Celtic Christmas, but I love the idea that really Christmas is not a time. And it's not really a season, it's a state of mind. And it's the idea of us celebrating being compassionate, giving, sharing people all year long.
Blessed Ben, being even kind, sound you rejoice, big heart and mind.
If we could talk for a minute about the instrumentation individually and how they come together, it creates this beautiful sort of earthy, raw sound. John?
Yes, the instruments are varied in our program. One prominent instrument, of course, is the fiddle, which is probably known by everyone, of course. Someone once said that the fiddle is just the violin with strings, not strings.
I like that.
There's America's most popular instrument, the guitar, of course, and great guitar playing, and played by different folks.
Banjos, mandolins.
Yeah.
One of the things that is really great about this music, this culture, is that this is part of in a larger landscape what we refer to as the folk arts, the idea of folk. And this is an all-inclusive invitation. These things, when things are passed down in an oral tradition, it basically invites anyone into it. It doesn't require a sense of formal training. It's basically saying, come, recite, listen, sing, tell the stories in your own voice. And so that's one of the nice things about this show, is that we don't have a formula. And a lot of these things we do, there is this natural, organic joining of people on stage singing. And there are times in the show where we invite the audience to be part of that. And that's kind of that spirit too. I mean, it's really celebrating that this is something for anyone that wants to step forward and be part of it.
Things true I bring, and I will love them, say and sing.
Celtic Christmas is on stage at the Rialto Theater in downtown Atlanta tomorrow night at 8 and for a Sunday matinee at 3. For more, you can visit wabe.org/citycafe.